Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. Matthew chapter 14, verses 19 to 21. Taking the five loaves and the two fish and looking up to heaven, Jesus gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people. They all ate and were satisfied. And the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. The number of those who ate was about 5,000 men, besides women and children. With Jesus, there is always more. More than 5,000 people were fed with 5 loaves and 2 fish, and leftovers galore. There was more food left over than they had at the beginning. This miracle is a big deal. It's one of the few that is recorded in all 4 Gospels. The repetition means Jesus really wants us to know about it. Why? Jesus teaches us to pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." In other words, Christians are to trust God to provide. And what Jesus teaches, he demonstrates by feeding the 5,000. He is able to take care of us and provide everything we need. This is a simple lesson to know, but it is difficult to believe. Your sinful nature wants you to think that you take care of yourself. The devil does not want you to trust God. He wants you to trust yourself and say, "My power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me." But is that true? Who gives you time to work? Who gives you strength to work? Who gives you skills to work? Remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the ability to produce wealth. Jesus doesn't work miracles to flaunt His power. He works miracles to show that He is God Almighty in human flesh. Jesus gives health and wealth because that is what Jesus does. He gives. He provides His life, death, and resurrection for your salvation. If He can do that, He can do something as simple as provide daily bread. Because with Jesus there is always more. Jesus' compassion for you knows no bounds. No need is too impossible for Christ to meet. No sin is too big for Jesus to forgive. You can trust Him with anything and everything. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His mercy endures forever. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.